in the interest of refreshing the ideas all the time and for the benefit of the larger population of Zambia. Basically, you know, we have had members of parliament that have been serving in parliament for so long a time, and I think that it defeats the whole process of recognizing that young people also have to get an opportunity to serve and bring the ideas to the table in parliament. For that reason, I have been, you know, an advocate, you know, of that change in parliament and in the broader reforms of our constitutional reforms as well as parliamentary reforms, you know, that it is important to get, you know, people to serve, you know, on a limited term so that they can allow other people also to participate in the governance of their country.
Will the term limits be equal to that of the president's term limits?
My view, my opinion is that it shouldn't be equal per se, because I think you need to have a flow of information, wisdom, if you like. You know, there must be a way that you can get a maximum of 3 terms limit for the members of parliament, which is 5 years each. So a maximum of 15 years, really, that an MP should be able to serve and, you know, totally not be able to stand again to give room for others, you know, to participate. If you want to argue from a point of view of, you know, getting, you know, to transfer information or basically share experiences widely enough, so that will create the required dovetailing of the two institutions, which is the president and parliament, in terms of not creating the information gap as it may arise otherwise.
How beneficial will this be for the people of Zambia? Because some also argue that experience matters and that those who have been in parliament for a while are given the opportunity to groom the young ones or the new ones that come in parliament, and that comes with experience in parliamentary procedures.
If you cannot say you have had the experience in 5 years, you know, you certainly will not have experience in 30 years. But the bottom line is that I think if you have served in the House for 5 years, no matter how difficult it is for you to learn, you'll have learned enough, and then you'll have had enough lessons to pass on to, you know, other generations, the succeeding generations. And also, it doesn't mean that you'll have a fed off of members of parliament at once, more or less saying that the entire parliament doesn't come back. No, different people have been, you know, going into parliament on different times. You know, and I think that being able to exchange leadership is very important. As you know, from a position of leadership, people can lift themselves out of poverty in terms of being able to argue in the interest of that demographic group.
Is your call generating a groundswell of support in Zambia?
Apparently, it was just more or less an expression of opinion by somebody who's interested in governance or the governance activist and everything else. And I'm highly indebted that many radio stations and televisions, you know, have actually been, you know, calling me for interviews. I didn't know it would create this kind of traction as we're beginning to experience now.